That's all about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's about 6:01. We'll get started. I think this is everybody here. So welcome everyone to the North Arundel Aquatic Center Turf Field Improvements, our 30% schematic design public meeting. It's May 21st, 2024, and it's 6 p.m. So we're going to go to the next slide. So just some quick meeting information for everybody. So this is the first meeting will be audio recorded, and the link for the recording will be posted on the OPZ website just within 24 hours of the meeting. So just please hold for any questions and comments till the end of the presentation, so we'll get a better recording, we'll be able to go through it that way. Meeting minutes will be shared with the public. The meeting minutes will be posted on the DRP website. It'll also be posted on the OPZ community meeting website. And they'll also be mailed to you guys based on your sign-in sheet over there. And that receiving mail notice of this meeting. Additional questions will be received up to 14 days beyond tonight's meetings. May be submitted through the Office of Planning and Zoning website, and there's a link for that. You can also visit the Anne Arundel County website and just follow the links from there. So, and just a quick agenda for everybody. We'll give our introductions, just the meeting purpose, location and key project information, the project goals and scope, just some site photos, summary of proposed improvements, proposed features and amenities, existing environmental features, impacts to environmental features, the anticipated schedule, and then finally our Q&A section. Just some introductions for the project team. So my name is Anthony Riccatelli. I will be the project manager for Department of Public Works. We have Bruce Brugge, Chief of Planning and Construction for Recreation and Parks. We have Michael Perinanti, part of our design consultant team, and also Lydia
Vacare.
Yeah, awesome. So that's our team who's here today. And just meeting purpose, so part of the county code, section 172.107, community meetings. So all public meetings are held prior to most types of development when the parcel is being developed and is adjacent to residential properties. Also, the purpose is to present information about the proposed development and gather just input from you guys. So I'll give it over to Mike if he wants to go through the rest of the project.
Good evening, everyone. Again, Mike Perinanti at Century Engineering. So I'm pretty sure everybody is very familiar with the site, but as just to give you a little bit of detail of the site location, as we came into the parking lot, the proposed development is proposed on the west side of the parking lot or west side of the building. Obviously, there's open green space, but there's also wooded area. So some key project information. This obviously dives in a little bit more to our location. So obviously we're here at the North Aquatic Center. We know where the address is. It's owned by Anne Arundel County. The proposed use is a recreational use. Obviously it's a park being added to the Aquatic Swim Center. For the county's zoning code, it's zoning an open space, which is a use that allows for this type of development to occur. The site is served by public water and sewer. And because this is a field project, there's no impact to a school or anything like a subdivision or lots. And in this site, there's no Chesapeake Bay critical area limitations to this as well. So it is a capital, public capital improvement project. So the project goals and scope, when they county came to us and said we'd really like to see how we can develop this property, it was to design and construct a multi-purpose turf field. It's a turf field, you know, for use for obviously this area of the county. Also, we're going to be adding an exterior playground. There's going to be a restroom building added to the site as well. And with this field, obviously we're going to be adding parking. There's obviously parking that's associated with the swim center, but with this other use, we're going to be able to add parking for that as well. If we dive into some of the details, we've got just that one multi-purpose athletic field. It's going to have a fence, and it'll have the ball netting around it to make sure it's contained within the field area. We're going to add a playground. ADA accessible, and it's going to have different age group uses with the equipment that we're proposing as well. We're going to add a separate restroom building that's going to be exterior to the aquatic center, so that piece of the property that's developed can stand on its own in reference to parking and restrooms. And we're going to have obviously connections from the parking lots to the fields, but connections from the fields down to the playground as well. So if you have some kids that are playing in the field, you got some younger kids who want to play in the playground, there's a connection between the two. We do have some existing site features that we are going to have to relocate. It's going to be that existing shed that's there, or the trash enclosure, kind of where the pool uses some of their storage equipment, but we've accounted for that in shifting the equipment around. And when you add new impervious areas to the site, you need to look at the stormwater management for the county. When you drive in, on that beautiful entry drive, to your left and to your right are two existing stormwater management features. So those are a feature that we'll be taking into account when we do our design. We're going to need to add something called ESDs, which is environmental site design. We'll get into that in a while. Those microbial retention facilities. But you have to look at stormwater management when you add impervious to the site. And of course, we want to add landscape, you know, to add shade, potential screening, and you know, help with some visual enhancements as well. There is a splash pad that's going to be built on the, I'll call it the east side of the building. This project is separate from that one. So we just took a couple photos to get everybody oriented to where we are. Obviously, the main entrance of the building, splash pad, as I said, is off to the right. Our project is off to the left. The existing shed that I was talking about that holds the equipment is off to the north side of the building. Also, the I'll call it the west side parking lot. You can see where the parking lot's there. There's a slope change that goes up to the site. There's about a 15-foot grade change from the existing parking lot to what we'll call the upper part of the site, the upper field. We're going to place the field on the upper side of the site. You also see that there are those existing buildings I've been talking about that the pool currently has today that will weave into our design. I think this gives a better feel for the topography and the grade that we're trying to accomplish when we talk about where we're going to propose some improvements. So when you're doing the engineering design, you have to design roadways and pathways that are not only can meet drive lane slope criteria, but also ADA slope criteria. So there's different criteria we're trying to meet in reference to that. And when you add amenities, you add ADA parking spaces to it as well. So it's very flat down here at the end of the parking lot. However, there is that about a 15-foot grade change up to this upper area we're going to be proposing a new field. And we're going to have a connection to it, hence the upper area as well. This is also a non-wooded area up at the top of the hill, and that's where we're going to be doing a lot of our development. But there are trees there, and we're trying to, that are going to be disturbed when we do this development. But we're trying to push as much as it to the east as possible. So this is an overall picture of what we're going to propose. We have a rendering that gets into more detail. So I'll start with the front of the building we're all familiar with. This is the edge of the parking lot that currently exists today. We're going to propose some improvements of the playground and then the drive lane that gets us up the hill. We need that grade to get up to the parking lot. So let me hit some of the just the overall points and then I'll get into a more detailed plan of what we're going to propose. So we're looking for that proposed athletic field. That's going to be up here on top of the hill. The playground, we're going to call that down at the bottom of the hill or closest to the aquatic center. We're going to have a wet restroom building that's going to be next to the playground area that can serve as a central location between the two new improvements that we're proposing. And obviously we'll have additional parking and the pedestrian path as we talked about. So with the field, we usually like to add around 80 spaces per field. We propose with a combination of the spaces here and here, somewhere in the 87 range, plus or minus. We've got 6 ADA accessible parking spaces. And there's an existing 119 spaces that serves the swim center today. As we get into the redesign of that parking lot access. We're going to have to move a couple of those parking spaces. We might have to tweak or move one or two of those parking spaces. But overall, it's a net increase in parking. Again, we'll be adding the 588 parking spaces for our site. And there's the four EV stations that are there today. We are leaving those, not touching those at all. So some of the features that we've talked about the field, but with the field, we've got the fencing that goes around it. We've got the netting to make sure everything's contained within the field. We're gonna have field lighting. We'll have bleachers and walkways. That playground's gonna be able to serve the preschools and two-year-old, five-year-old, and it'll do school-age kids that are 5 to 12-year-old. We include benches and shade pavilion. The county's very good at providing excellent playground areas. We're going to have that standalone restroom building. Those are its dimensions, 12 by 12, 22 feet long. It'll have three single-occupant rooms, two ADA accessible rooms that can accommodate adult changing stations. So we're going to have a men's room and a ladies' room. We talked about the additional parking that I mentioned, the pathway that connects the two of them, and as I mentioned, we are going to have to disrupt a little bit of what's there today for the aquatic center's equipment. We're going to move that within the design, and we're going to have a trash enclosure helping screen that trash enclosure so that it's got both landscape and some kind of structure around it. And we'll have landscaping in the trees to, you know, reduce that de-eyeing effect for any new impervious. So, what do we have? This is the little quick rendering we did to show you what our improvements are at the stage of the design today. So again, this is the existing building. That's the existing entrance to the building. Here's the existing loop of the parking lot today. It's kind of dashed there. What we're proposing is to add some parking spaces at the lower edge of the parking lot, add the playground that's served with a pavilion and two age group centric type of playground areas, provide a restroom facility that's located centrally between the two proposed improvements, and then redo the shed and dumpster enclosure to help serve the aquatics. As I mentioned, that you know, when you get where this field is being proposed, it's up about 15 feet higher than where we are. So we need this longer drive lane to come around. If you see these lines, those indicate grade change in elevation. And our game plan is to use that slope that's there today as an access to the top of the site. And then we add parking spaces that are close to the field and the bleachers to the field, the fenced field, it'll be a synthetic turf field. We're adding landscaping, ADA parking spaces as well. One thing I want to mention over here is this building currently has an existing fire lane that's around the building. We're maintaining the fire lane for the building as well. No disturbance to that. The other item I want to point out on this design, again, we're at the 30% stage, but we know when we add impervious area that we need to treat it with stormwater management. And these little areas indicate what we've decided. We've done some preliminary counts, and currently the site drain, there's about a site, you know, the tree line's about right where my cursor is here, or button, you know, whatever it's called. And but the site drains, you know, mostly back towards us, back towards those facilities or down those existing facilities at the entrance. But we're gonna be able to pick up the field, treat it these ESDs, and send all stormwater management down to the existing facilities. And that'll have to go through the county's stormwater management review. The other thing is we will be removing those existing trees, and the county has a system in place of how we need to address that. It's a program where we pay into a system. So there are existing environmental features that I talked about. Obviously the forest cover, and there's some steep slopes in the back part of the site. There's no streams, no wetlands, no floodplains, no CBCA or Chesapeake Bay critical area. Sometimes we have to look for historical or archaeological issues. We don't have that on this site as well. We had our survey crew come out here. We had our boundaries marked. We had our boundary marked, and we had looked at the county records when we put it together. So this is an exhibit that shows the overall site. So again, existing building, existing parking lot. Here's the man-made slopes of what's here where the where we're placing the fields. So our limit of disturbance is located in this area. So in our LOD, we don't have any of those environmental features that I discussed. So, like every project, we want to make sure we're stewards of land and trying to do the best we can with the project we've been given. So with the forest area, there's obviously some forest area that's going to be clear. And what we're proposing to do is a fee in lieu proposed for the forest conservation area. It's a calculation you do based on an assessment of the tree. We'll send our landscape architect or arborist to the site. We'll do an assessment of the trees and process that through the county. There's steep slopes. There are steep slopes on this site, but the majority of the steep slopes are created when the building was built. There's large steep slopes in the back of the site that are heavily wooded, and we are not touching the steep slopes in the back of I'll call it the west part of the site. And as I mentioned before, new impervious areas. So when we have new pavement or a new field, that triggers stormwater management requirements. So we're going to be treating those with some kind of microbial retention facilities, or see if we can get, you know, whatever practices we can use to be able to make it get it approved by the county. Let me take this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, our goal is to get this plan processed through the county. We're going to try and get something. We're thinking in the fall of 2024 this year, get the permits moving as well. And that's also in the fall of 2024. The next step is the county we did start to send that out to contractors for bidding. That would be done in the winter of 2025. And then we have a pre-construction meeting in the winter of 2025 as well, and start construction in the spring of 2025.
Yes. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
All right, yeah, so here's our Q&A portion of the presentation. Thank you guys for coming. And let me just preface this, because this is our very preliminary 30% design. We still have a long way to go to get anything finalized after this point in today. So we're gonna take all these questions. Meeting minutes will be distributed, and we'll incorporate any concerns you guys have into our design as we move forward, because that's why we hold these meetings for public input. So just wanna preface that before the questions. So, yeah, any questions?
I lived here since 1964. Mm-hmm. We already have a flooding problem in Glenburnie Park. The water's not draining, the systems is not working. That has to be fixed, because we can't continue to have that manhole covers come up over top our streets on Flegal Road, Fern Road, Cody Drive, and everything. And it's just, we have too much rainwater that is not being pushed away from our systems.
Where was that again? You said Glenburnie Park?
Glenburnie Park. Flegal Road.
Freeman.
Yeah, we got it. We all know it.
Okay.
I mean, that's the problem. It's just not draining fast enough, because we're in a low level area. When you go down into the old, we call it the old section. You got the new section, you got the old section.
Okay.
Don't nobody get offended, please. Don't. But, you know, but when you're down on the lower level, it's not dissipating fast enough. It's not draining. Yeah.
So I think for us, you know, obviously the first thing we'll look at is stormwater management. We get into that LOD, do our grades, as I mentioned, new impervious field, new impervious parking lot.
Right.
I'll have the regulations for the county that I will meet for how much impervious area is added, for what I've got to treat, hold, before I send it off site. So the goal is to not send any additional treatment beyond the property line for any new improvements that you.
I mean, and you know, just out of all respect for everybody here, we're all here for a reason. I know we all are.
Have you brought that issue, I guess?
I did years ago.
Years ago?
I did years ago.
Okay, what department did you?
Waste management, whatever they were.
Could that be a trap? Who's the other one? Public Works. Okay, I mean,
I mean, it's not a waste. It's not a, you know, it's not sewage coming up.
No, no,
it's
yeah,
just,
it's
during water's a, not draining.
During a heavy rain event. Yeah. So there, I would say there's an issue with what's going on in your location. He's going to try his best to do everything he can to keep all of the water draining to a central location and mitigate it and accounted for through our extensive stormwater management process.
And another question I'd like to bring up about this project.
Yep.
Are they going to be able to put traffic lights up to where it's more accessible to the facility over here behind my house? That's the question. I mean, you got one way in, you got Fern Road, and you got Mayo Road. There's only two that come in unless you come around by Quarterfield. An old stage, and it's the only way. I'm just wondering if it's going to be accessible enough that the vehicles that come into that facility will be accommodated, that they're not, there's no accidents, so, and, you know, we're limiting, we're just trying to cut down.
We're at 30%, but, you know, typically we have to do a, lady, can you go to the slate that's got to be
13. The access doesn't change.
Yeah, the access doesn't change.
Sorry, go 16.
So you got to go up on Van Meter's property.
There you go.
Go on. No, let's go do the one.
Got to go up on Van Meter's property.
Sir, so again, we're at 30%, and you know, this type of use is typically, you know, these things we have to do traffic studies and analyze whether it's a use that's during the high volume traffic times, so it's off traffic time. So the county will require us to analyze and provide numbers. But I'm typically with the parks that I've done. But typically with the parks.
And another thing I don't want this to affect is the firehouse that's right there. It can't affect that at all.
The roadway system, the access to this site doesn't change.
Yeah,
it just adds the field at the back.
Yep.
There's no other roadways, no other traffic signals.
Yeah, so the one way in, one way out through the existing entrance we have today.
I got a question on the lighting for the fields. How late at night are you going to keep the lights on? And also, like, how tall are the lights? Are they going to be similar to the ones that are there now? The pool, are they going to be taller? Or, you know, what kind of lights?
They will be definitely taller than those parking lot lights. So we'll have parking lot lights for the parking, and then again, we haven't gotten into the fields, but typically those lights are going to be the field lights that will be taller than the parking lot lights today. I think typically
those houses there, the front row. You don't want to walk past them at 9 o'clock at night. People trying to sleep, kids and stuff too.
The technology that we use in our parks now, they're LED focused lights, so they won't be shining all over the neighborhood. They're very focused on the field. We are trying to upgrade all of our parks to those lights, because that's, believe it or not, that's the number one complaint we get. Be around bright lights shining your bedroom window or something like that.
Right.
These lights are so focused that we had another park project where we put field lights up, but we didn't put parking lot lights because we thought, well, there'd be enough light spill, and the new technology is so focused that we had to go back and add parking lot lights because it was so dark in the parking lot. These lights, when they're on, I kind of compare it to the McDonald's sign on the interstate. You can see the bright sign, it's lit up there, so you know where the McDonald's is, but you can't pull over and use the light from that McDonald's sign to read anything. It's just not that bright. So it's very analogous to that. There's a new field, a new set of lights over at Sunset Park on Fort Smallwood Road. If you get a chance to ride over there, if you go past one of our parks that has the new lights and the old lights, you can instantly tell the new lights by the fact that it's dark.
Well, you're also 15 feet higher than the existing park lights.
Yes.
So that if they're taller, it'll be that much more tolerant.
They will, but again, unlike the parking lot lights that spread out, these are focused down on the field. And as far as the timing, sir, you asked about the timing. Well, the good thing about it is we control the lights on Brecken Parks. There's actually an app on your phone that we can turn the lights on and off all over the place. We program those lights so that they have a cutoff, so they don't stay on at night, they don't stay on if there's nobody scheduled to use the field. We try and manage all that.
All right. And gone are the days where somebody has to go turn the lights on and turn the lights
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, some of the tennis courts like that, turn the lights off.
But I noticed that the shades you're putting over, you're deflecting the light and focusing it on one direction, which is great.
Yeah, they're called cutoff fixtures.
Yeah, back in 1965, 66, I had the headlight, the lamppost across the street.
Yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't sleep at night. My whole bedroom was lit up.
And you had four or three poles on each side of the field for a total of either six or eight.
Yeah.
This field will probably have four poles total.
Yeah.
Why do we
all trying to cut out light now in our lives? I don't know.
You
don't
want
to
pay for it.
I know, I don't even want to pay for it either.
Well, there's an energy impact, but it's also because there's so many waterfowl that travel through this area, we try and be mindful of that.
Yeah.
I got a question. At this time, is the proposed site marked? If I were to wander through the woods, could I tell from survey posts or something where it's going to be?
Now, my surveyors have only located a couple of the property corners and have gained topographic information. We've done some geotech information as well.
Right, but you have the mark that
I have to mark the field. So.
Okay. So there's no way at this time to find out where that tree line is going to be cut or the existing trees will stay?
I'm
looking at your picture and I'm thinking, it's far enough away from the houses that it should not be a problem.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, based on the available information that we posted to the website, I mean, you could make an educated guess based on the sort of plan sheets that we provide the site analysis. But as of right now, there's no, hard marks out there.
Okay.
I got one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Everybody that is from Glen Burnie Park, I don't know how many people are here. We love our woods behind the swimming pool and everything. We don't want our trees cut down. I'm speaking for myself.
I'll second that.
You second that? We don't want our trees cut down.
The snow, if you go back there, it's like you're in Middle Shenandoah Park.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Deer is back there too, believe it or not.
We're afraid we're going to lose that.
Deer, we live back there, so, I saw you put the damn woods out, it looks like. Go back, go to the picture where it shows the wood line, the proposed wood line cutting. Let's see here.
This
one? No, the one that has the, that one there, okay. You're cutting a lot of woods out.
When I put that field in, it's on the crown of the site. I gotta make that field level. And there you go. And then I gotta crown it, then I gotta grade it out to get back to grade. So the field itself, certainly is gonna disturb trees. I gotta get back to grade too on those corners is a real big issue as well. And we're very mindful, obviously, of we wanna save as many trees as we can as possible. And we still have a full lengthy process we have to go through with forest conservation and everything. So
we have trees that line, and I know exactly where they are, for over 200 years, and they've been there the whole time. And I'm afraid to see them disappear. We don't need to get rid of the oak trees, they're the best.
And then our certified arborists, like we said, they'll go out and they'll delineate all that, and then based on our Office of Planning and Zoning, they tell us what we have to save this based on these regulations. Yeah. It's a working process right now. So the next, I would say, 60% public meeting, we'll have a better understanding of
They're this big around.
There's also many protection measures we can take that we can incorporate into the design.
Just trim them back, just trim them back, cut them open. Have some firewood, That's the easiest thing to
do. But it's in the middle of the athletic field. Yeah, and just trim it back.
Just have some firewood.
That's the only problem.
Yeah. We understand that. We do our due diligence to make sure that we're
I mean, a lot of us here, a lot of us here today are afraid we're going to lose a lot of the trees that we grew up with.
Yeah, and I assumed that was going to be the issue. Right, like we said, right now we're at 30% right now. So we only can get no more information as we continue, and we'll invite you guys all back.
Okay.
60%. Okay. Did everybody sign in? Is everybody's name on the sign?
No, I didn't.
Could you just make sure, please? Thank you.
No, you want me to sign in? Are you sure? Yeah. Please, leave my birthday work alone.
Yeah, any other questions?
No, now you guys are very good. You answered everything, and you guys were perfect. But be honest with yourself. Be honest with all of us sitting here that you're going to do everything you possibly can to save any tree you possibly to save them.
Yes, yes, sir.
To save them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That question was just you say you automatically turn the lights off on. Is the bathroom not consumed 24/7? That be things the lawyers will come in there. And,
no.
You don't want that.
Okay.
No. And when it stays open, how long does the bathroom stay open?
Be open when the fields are open.
Just when the fields are open?
Yes.
Okay.
And the same with the playground? Now, is the playground fenced?
No.
No.
The playground
okay, so
to the community.
Anytime. Okay. But the bathrooms
will
not.
The bathrooms will be open.
Okay.
Yeah, the bathrooms, the aquatic center is going to open and close the bathrooms. Okay. So that's okay. that's what our plan is.
Okay. Do we answer your question?
No, well, I'm one of the instructors here, so they gave me a list of questions. And one of the number one is we love seeing the animals, and we want to make sure there's going to be enough room left.
Alpha Moon.
Yes, the Alpha Moon. Yeah. We've got the deer we watch every year. We've got a new fox out there with a little tiny one. We look at all that, and their concern is it's going to go away.
So certainly, as we talked, the woods along this line, the wind disturbance is up on top of the hill. It's not obviously right here, but any woods you take back, you go back to the middle.
Yeah, most of deer are up on the top.
Yeah.
Well,
most
of
them hang around.
We counted 7 this year, all at one time.
We used to go to the Fox Center every year.
Yeah, so if you built the little pavilion, you can't, fox don't like that kind of thing.
The fox doesn't need as much room as the deer.
Too much out of my time. I appreciate talking to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just, I'm speaking for just me, myself, but we like how Glenmary Park is, and we do.
Yep.
And I'm not speaking for everybody because I don't know how you all feel, but I think I do speak for a lot of us, and we just like the way the trees, everything, and what we have is beautiful. It's the best. It's the best park in the world. It is. Yes,
I understand. And you're trying to make it a little bit better, but I understand. Yeah. Yep. Anybody else? All right, and then that concludes our public meeting today. I appreciate you follow us Instagram, Twitter, anything, YouTube, LinkedIn, and just some contact information for everybody. Like we said, this will all be posted online, the meeting minutes, and then we'll still accept additional questions up until 2 weeks from now. So. I really appreciate you guys' time. Hopefully we addressed anything you guys had concerns about. And just want to say thank you for coming out and have a good night. Thank you.
And you know what I respect? You listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
My job.
Thank you.